Hello and welcome. I'm Dave Mertz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Simplex Homes. I'd like to welcome our builders to our first in a series of podcasts. We're making this call today remotely from our homes, and we thought it would be a great way to communicate with our builders during this time. Our guest today for this kickoff event is Pat Prishoni, President and CEO of Simplex Industries. Welcome, Pat.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day out, and hopefully we're turning the corner here soon.
I certainly hope so. And everything is well in Sunbury, Pennsylvania?
Yes, it is. It is. I mowed the grass yesterday. It was good to get outside.
Well, good. If most of our builders don't know, Dave lives in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, which is central Pennsylvania, about 2 hours west of us, and he commutes every day to our office here. And believe it or not, our weather patterns are distinctly different between Sunbury and Scranton. So it's beautiful, sunny here. It's supposed to be high about 58, and I can't wait to get back to building again. Oh,
me too. So Pat, we put together a few questions that we thought would probably be on our builder's mind, and you know, without any more time, let's get started.
Sure, Dave.
Okay. The first question is, and this is a very general overview, is, you know, kind of what's the state of the union at Simplex? You know, we as a management team, what have we been doing to be proactive over the past, you know, month and a half as we saw some of this coming down the road?
Sure, Dave. Well, as you know, we are all in unprecedented times as a nation and as an industry and as a company. We all heard about this coronavirus disease back in January, but I don't think anybody ever thought it would get to a point that we're at today. Back, Dave, I guess it was Monday, March 16th. Well, let me back up here. At the end of February, you know, we all started looking at it as a management team, and we all start talking about, you know, what happens if this thing really hits us. But that Monday, March 16th, Governor Cuomo had start shutting down the state of New York. That's when, you know, I called you and the other members of management team, and I said, let's get together and talk about, you know, how this may or may not affect our business. And we've been meeting every day since then to talk about this. So, you know, that first week, Dave, we start implementing strict guidelines at Simplex. We immediately shut down all visitors from visiting Simplex. We were very careful on the way we received materials. And then what we also start doing is we start taking the temperature of all of our employees first thing in the morning as they came into work. We had sent a couple employees home because they had high temperatures, and we wouldn't allow them to come back until they had a doctor's note. Fortunately, there was only five employees that were sent home, and all five were able to return. And then every day, at the end of the day, we always communicated to our employees of what was happening. But then that Thursday night, it was approximately a quarter after five. There were still a number of us here at the plant, and that's when Governor Wolf, which is the governor of Pennsylvania, closed down all non-essential offices. And that was supposed to be voluntarily at 7 o'clock that evening, and then mandatory was going to be midnight on Friday. So we all decided to come in Friday to try to run production as best as we could. And believe it or not, we had great attendance that day, and we prepared to shut down our operation. We didn't know whether it was going to be a week or whether it was going to be a month. And it certainly looking like it's going to be in excess of a month. So that Friday, March 20th. The next day, on March 21st, I had applied to the state for a waiver to continue our business. and I filled out an application. The 22nd of March, we were notified that we could not, our waiver was denied and that we had to remain closed. Since then, interesting enough, the governor has said that our business is essential and that we could open up. But that Friday, the management team got back together. That was on the 27th, and we decided for the good of our community that we were going to remain closed indefinitely until we as a country had a handle on this coronavirus.
You know, it just seems like it's been you know, an age since this started, and it's really only been a couple of weeks, and things seem to change, you know, not just every day, but almost hourly.
You know, Dave, you know, that's a great point, because I don't know if you recall, but every single time, you know, we met in our management meetings, everyone kept on saying on the management team, you know, people want answers, people want answers. And I kept on saying, you know, that unfortunately this is a very fluid situation, and the decision we make today or now could change in an hour, and that happened time after time.
Sure
after
did.
Time. So you know, it's you know, so we felt the best way to handle it was to have open and honest communications with our employees, and I think they really I think they really respected that, because I've received so many text messages or emails from our employees, you know, thanking us, you know, for that open and honest communication.
Impact, can you fill us in a little bit? I know that there was a lot of letters that you wrote on how you've been communicating with, since we have, you know, several hundred people that work here at Simplex, how have you been communicating with the workforce?
Well, you're right, Dave, and unfortunately, you know, everyone who works in our office, they have access to an email, but our production workers, unfortunately, do not have access to a company email. I would say probably 75% of them have emails, you know, personal emails. So that Friday, before we closed, we updated everyone's contact information, and on there was their personal email. So I have been sending out emails on a consistent basis to all of our employees, and then our employees who do not have emails, sounds a little corny and a little old-fashioned, but we're basically doing an old phone tag or phone chain, you know, type of communication.
Right.
So that all of our managers are taking a number of people, calling them, and then those people are calling, you know, others down the line until we're able to have contact with all of our employees.
You know, one thing that personally that I thought that worked well for us too, and this goes back to when we started to meet regularly, was how we set up a plan and prepared to have to work from home. And you know, all of our management, all of our sales, all of our engineering, all of our purchasing, all of our operation people have been set up remotely, and we all can communicate with each other. And we've been able to continue, even though our production is shut down right now, we've been able to continue to communicate with each other and kind of continue to move forward.
Well, you know, you're right, Dave. Prior to us closing, there were a number of people who could work remotely, and it was mainly the sales department, but we just expanded that and went to all of our, you know, all of our office people and all of our engineering. And I have to say, that Monday when we the 23rd when we were all working from home. I wasn't sure how that was going to work out. We had a couple small glitches, but by 9 o'clock, everyone was up and running, and I hate to jinx ourselves, but knock on wood, it's been running very, very seamless. So I'm happy to report that is the case.
I think everybody got to learn a new skill this past couple of weeks.
You're right, and the interesting thing, it's funny because as you know, we've been doing daily conference calls with the engineering department and the sales department, and it's just interesting to hear how everyone is working from home. And then we start doing the Zoom meetings just to, you know, just to see everyone's faces. And it's interesting to hear where they set their offices in their house and how they're trying to keep away from the kids or the dogs or you know, or whatever outside obstacles, you know, they have. And a lot of them had said, you know, that they had thought that working from home was going to be really easy, but a lot of them admitted that it's difficult in the fact that there's a lot of distractions, and it does take extra concentration to work, which I never really thought about it. I know with myself, it's only myself and my wife, Ellen, so I have my own little office that I just closed the door, but I find myself getting distracted easily. So it's just a new way of doing business. That's
absolutely
all.
You know, and I guess hand in hand with communicating with the workforce goes along with retaining the workforce, because, you know, I think it's important to keep up that line of communication to make sure everybody knows that they have a job to come back to, and that really plays heavily in workforce retainage, because we want to keep our people. We certainly don't want to lose them through this unfortunate circumstance.
You're right, and it's through no fault of anyone that you know that we can't work. So it's important that we that we retained all of our people here, because they're the ones that made Simplex. We're, believe it or not, on the end of the month, I guess it's in four weeks, we'll be 49 years old.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we're 49 years old is because of all the employees here at Simplex.
That's great. Well, you know, I'm anxious to get back to work, back to my desk. I know a lot of people from the plant are actually anxious to get back in the plant. So, you know, when the all clear is sound, I guess, how do we plan on restarting the facility, and what's our plan to move forward?
Sure. Well, obviously, the first plan is to retain our builders and is to continue our operation. And we have done that currently through our salespeople being in constant contact with our builders and understanding and knowing what their needs are. And the second part of it is to keep engineering open, because if we could continue to work on prints, that's going to eliminate any backlog that we may or may not have when we do open up. So that was really our first thought process of trying to keep the operation open. Second part of it is, and we all know, I have never sat through more webinars in the last couple of weeks than I did, and they've been all really, really helpful. You know, whether it had to deal with the CARE Act, or the other 2.1 trillion dollar bill that Congress had passed, and how that was going to affect not only our business, but also affect our employees. So we got a real good education on that. When this whole thing happened, we immediately applied for a small business loan. Small businesses are described as any company under 500. And that Monday and Tuesday, that was that the 23rd and the 24th of March, our director of finance, Ryan Mays, and myself, we spent a number of hours trying to navigate the SBA website and the loan application. And it was a very, obviously, the website wasn't made to handle the number of applications that they were receiving. And so it was going on a snail's pace. And that's why it took us 2 days to get through it. When we finally did submit it on that Tuesday, that Thursday, they came out with a new application. And so then we had a number of phone calls trying to figure out whether we should resubmit a new plan, new application or not. It was finally determined that we didn't have to do that. And then this past week is when the PPP plan, which is the Paycheck Protection plan, was rolled out, and the applications were being accepted by your local bank through the SBA. And this past Thursday, Ryan and I, we got a head start on it, and we filled out the application and all the requirements that were needed. We submitted it to the bank by the end of the business day on Thursday, so that we wanted to be one of the first in line. I got a call Friday morning about 7 o'clock from our bank telling us that the application had changed overnight, believe it or not. But they didn't have the new application. So about 8:30 that morning, which was Friday, we received the new application, and it didn't change all that much, which we were pretty fortunate, but we still had to resubmit a new application. And the application itself was fairly easy. It was just all the backup that was required. There was thousands of pages that we had to submit with that as backup. But then we're able to submit it on Friday morning. And I received a call at 8:30 at night on Saturday evening, believe it or not, from our bank stating that we were approved, which I was shocked that on a Saturday night at 8:30 that we would receive such a call, but we did. So that's a big relief. Unfortunately, the banks don't know when that money's going to be released. It's probably months, it's probably weeks, if not months away, but at least we know we have that. You know, Dave, we've been in a very, very fortunate situation here at Simplex. As I had mentioned earlier, we're celebrating our 49th birthday at the end of April. And, so we have a lot of financial, stability back in, the Great Recession back in 2008 when that hit us. The way we were able to weather that storm was by our cash reserves. We're always very fiscally conservative, and we always, had cash on hand, and that's the case now. I mean, it's a great breathing opportunity for us because we do have a a pretty good we do have a pretty good cash balance here, and that's important. I mean, it's important to give stability to our employees and to our builders and to our vendors, because that's why vendors like to sell to us, because they know that their risk is minimal and that they're going to get paid whenever they sell a product to Simplex. And so between our own cash reserves and now between the programs that we were just recently approved for, we should be in pretty good shape.
Great, Pat. You know, I appreciate it. I'm not going to tie you up anymore. I'm sure I'm going to ask you to come on again with me.
I
have some
it.
other guests that I'd like to get on, some mortgage people and things like that. But I wanted to get this podcast out to our customer base, maybe let them come up with some more questions, and then we can do this all over again. But, you know, in the meantime, do you have any closing words?
No, I guess as I was listening to Dr. Tony Fauci yesterday on the daily update, and you know he had said that it is our responsibility not only as a corporation but also as citizens to stay safe and to stay home, and by doing this we will get this behind us very quickly. So everyone, please be healthy to you and your families, and stay safe. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thank you, Pat. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.